With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures concerning the importance of planting organic vegetables and fruits, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The Irish Department of Agriculture reports an 80% rise in the number of new applicants applying to convert to organic production. How does organic farming benefit the environment and our health?
Wow. I'm so happy for your country. Wow. Congratulations. You have good government, Ben. Good government. Truly.
It's a nice statistic.
Enlightened government.
It's something positive for a change.
Yes. I mean, my God, how many countries does this? Ireland is the first one in the region to ban smoking, eh?
Yeah. That's right, yep.
We remember that. And now, it seems like it's the first country to encourage organic farming. You see, it's not just happened from nowhere. It is your government who does this. I remember your government, the Ministry of Agriculture, it wrote to all the farmers asking them to consider the organic farming method. Is that right, Ben?
Yes, that's right, Jeff. Yep.
Wow. Bless him. Bless your country. Okay, I'm so glad to hear this good news for Ireland, and I hope that many other countries follow suit.
Yeah, so do we all.
Yeah. If you can, please convey. Please, don't forget. Maybe you can print it out, please. My heartfelt thanks to your government's bright leadership and the Irish people who support it. You know, especially the smart, responsible organic farmers as well. I want them to know my appreciation. Could you please print that?
We will. We'll pass that on, absolutely.
Yes. You know, people who do good things deserve some feedback so that they know that they are appreciated. You see, every one of us is the same, right?
Yes.
We want to know that we're doing the things that pleasing to people, and that is very good to hear that. Organic vegan farming is what should be promoted, actually. You see, the so-called organic farming of animals is still cruel and unhealthy and unjust to both animals and humans. What I mean is organic vegan farming vegetable, yeah?
Yes.
This one benefit our health because it avoids hundreds of pesticides as well as insecticide residues in our food, the antibiotics, the unnatural additives which have been linked to countless diseases. The organic farming absorbs CO2 as well, yeah. Compared to animal products, organically farmed Fruits and vegetables contain high levels of nutrients such as vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which protect us from cancer. Moreover, they taste better. Everyone would tell us that. Yeah. For the environment, organic vegan farming protects and even enriches the soil, helps to preserve wildlife habitat, creates much less pollution. The Rodale Institute found that it even helps to overcome greenhouse gases by absorbing 40% of carbon dioxide in the soil if it is practiced worldwide. 40% it absorbs already. We don't need to wait even for solar technology or anything else. We have 40% CO2 absorbed by organic vegan practices. I mean vegetable, yes. That is 1,000 pounds of carbon per acre absorbed and stored. Isn't that good, Ben?
That's brilliant. Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, incredible. So for our health and for the planet, organic, vegan, vegetarian farming is the solution. Yes. Well, vegan means vegetarian already. Just, you know, to overemphasize.
What is the farmer's role, especially small farmers in poor countries, in this entire spiritual and ecology movement concerning the vegan society? Can we help them so that their life will be more prosperous through this movement? Thank you.
Thank you, madam, for your time and your concern. Yes, the small farmers have an important role to play. You're right to be concerned and want to help them, especially during this urgent time and in the future. They have a role in the veg trend to feed the world with nutritious and sustainable plant-based food. And wherever possible, all farmers should become organic vegan farmers to help restore the planet to healthy balance, while improving people's health and helping to stop the suffering of both humans and animals. I pray this will be multifold, noble role of all the farmers of the world. The climate scientists are advising us that we must cut our meat consumption if we want to save the planet, because the animals' farms are too inefficient, too costly, depleting natural resources, polluting the environment, creating huge medical costs, water shortage, world hunger, and conflicts. In contrast to animal raising, growing organic vegetables, fruits, and legumes yield more and better nutrition, is harmonious for humans, animals, and the environment, and is more profitable. Organically farmed soy is also healthy and even absorbs a lot of the greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. In fact, if tillable land was globally used for organic farming, it would absorb 40% of all greenhouse gases, at least. Can you imagine? 40% will be absorbed by organic farming method. Then we have another 50% that will be cut off by abolishing animal industry. Then our planet will be healthy. Very simple, logical, scientific, and quick. Contrary to some beliefs, organic farming is quite profitable, and especially for small farmers. We have examples everywhere, and we have shown some of these examples on Supreme Master Television, where the farmers just sprinkle the seeds on the land, that's it. No water needed, no fertilizer needed, no much work to do even. They just sit there and wait for the rain to come, or even not rain much, then they will harvest, and harvest in abundance. Now, we have also multiple studies in the United States, India, and New Zealand. They all have confirmed this, that some of the reasons for the greater profit are that the production costs are lower than conventional farming. There are more crop varieties that could be rotated, such as corn, soybean, and alfalfa. Also, the organic system is naturally more resistant to drought than conventional farm system. In the United States, crop yields were at least the same and even up to 3 times higher than normal after the switch to organic vegetable farming. Can you imagine? We harvest 3 times more in the same piece of land if we do organic farming. At the same time, the environment is more protected. The produce is healthier and tastier. The good news is more and more people are realizing the many benefits of organic vegan products, making it a trend in many countries and many cities, including Indonesia. Besides, we are facing a food shortage with high food prices. Small farmers can help us develop our economies in a better direction that is no longer dominated and hampered by the meat industry. The United Nations announced that as of 2009, the world is now seeing the highest number of hungry people in 4 decades. To be exact, there are 1.02 billion people with not enough food in the world. Hungry, yeah? 1.02 billion people hungry in the world right now. That's just 1 in every 6 person, including children, elderly, women. While we are sitting here in safety and comfort and have sufficient food for ourselves and our family, our neighboring people, our world co-citizens, more than 1 billion of them are living in poverty, in hunger, in thirst, no sufficient water, no clean water, no food to eat. Children are dying every few seconds. Statistically, every 5 seconds, one child died of hunger. I'm sorry to inform you all this bad news, but I guess some of you already know, and the truth has to be told. Organic vegan farming is also part of the solution to soul hunger. Small farmers have a spiritual role in veganism as well. The vegan diet itself is a spiritual movement because it is the single most effective way to expand our human compassion and noble quality and loving quality. It can reverse the cycle of violence and bad karmic retribution. As we sow, so shall we reap. And it places us within a circle of love, protection, and mercy from any negative happenings in the physical realm. So the vegan organic farmers support countless others to have this great merit by providing them with food that has minimal or is free of violence. And through that, he surely gains many spiritual merit himself. In many cases, organic farming is not different at all from conventional methods. Not much. So besides some labor, the technologies to become organic vegan don't require a lot of investment. But in case the farmers need help, the government can provide. Because the government subsidizes the meat farmer anyway. So instead of subsidize for meat industry, we subsidize the organic farming industry. So the government can give them vegetable seeds and training on a better way to farm without using chemical fertilizers, because sometimes the farmers are just not well informed about the harms of livestock raising or the chemicals or the fertilizer or insecticide. They're not informed about a better way to grow vegetables and make more profit. The government can help them implement the measures to conserve the land and improve the quality of their products so that their buyers will trust in them, etc. The government can also set up a certification and quality standardization system to further promote the organic vegan industry. Now, regarding your question on how we can help the small farmers, we can ask the government to support them in becoming organic vegan by letting them know that this is what the citizens want and this will save the world. We can encourage our supermarket, our schools, our company, etc., as well as to consider this healthier, more practical way of nourishing people. Ultimately, as consumers, we, the ordinary citizens, have a lot of power in our hands, and it's up to us to create the demand for the right foods and boycott the wrong ones, the harmful foods, the dangerous foods to us and to our children, the foods that are leading our planetary home to destruction. Instead, we should choose to buy organic vegetable and fruit products to save our lives and those of our families, save the animals and the planet. Even if organic vegan is not yet possible or available to you, the most important first step is to stop buying and eating meat, fish, eggs, dairy, and any animal products. For you and for your family's sake, for the natural resource sake, and to plant the seeds for a better agriculture system for everyone. In this way, not only can all the farmers prosper, we help them in this way, but everyone will prosper and enjoy a long and thriving life.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. It's been a joy to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 4 of Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless our planet with everlasting peace and happiness.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.